You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. I'm Mo Brady. We can stop pretending. Tell the spotlight man, turn off my light. I'm not sure why this postponement of Broadway's reopening stung more than the last time. On Friday morning, the Broadway League released a statement saying, "Ticket sales for Broadway performances in New York City are now suspended through May 30th, 2021. Dates for each returning and new Broadway show will be announced as individual productions determine the performance schedules for their respective shows. The League will provide updates to the public as more information becomes available." When I started hearing rumblings of this announcement the night before, I began to text friends and colleagues asking if they had heard similar news about an impending announcement. With each person I checked in with, their reaction was similar: disheartened, but not surprised. No one I knew really believed that the New York theater industry would be back up and running by January. And yet, to see it in print, that there is at least another 7 months ahead of this, is just so sad. I say at least because that's all we know right now. Not that performances will begin Tuesday, June 1st, but that they could begin on June 1st at the earliest. It might be next Labor Day. Or more than a year from now. But like I said, it's not just the lack of an end date to this quote-unquote intermission that is disappointing. It's that much of this could have been prevented. With better leadership, better preparedness, more mandates, perhaps we could have been back in theaters by now. It wasn't always inevitable that this shutdown would last more than a year, but now it is our sentence to wait. As Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, said in her statement on Friday,
"With nearly 97,000 workers who rely on Broadway for their livelihood, and an annual economic impact of $14.8 billion to the city, our membership is committed to reopening as soon as conditions permit us to do so. We are working tirelessly with multiple partners on sustaining the industry once we raise our curtains again."
But while that tireless work happens, a community of theater artisans is left in the lurch. Without employment, without pandemic unemployment assistance, and more without unemployment insurance of any kind. The equity health benefits that were announced last week said they would be increasing the number of weeks needed to work in order to qualify for health care. This is in the middle of a time where work is impossible. It's also in the middle of a global health crisis. You can see how fucked up this is. And yet, in looking at the macro, it's easy to forget the very real and specific circumstances of performing artists struggling as more and more odds stack against them. Yes, struggling to pay bills, but also struggling to have any purpose or drive when the industry they've trained for has suddenly disappeared. I reached out to two Broadway actors to hear their reaction to Friday's announcement. Here, in their own words, are Mikey Graceffa and Lauren Zachrin. Goodbye, goodbye.
I remember shutting myself in my dorm room junior year of college after not getting cast in a student-run production of Into the Woods. Funny looking back now, but I was devastated and embarrassed. I thought that my dreams of being a Broadway performer were slipping through my fingers, and I felt delusional, and I was very close to giving up. I hid in my room for a day crying and finally called my parents. They picked me up the next week, drove me to New York to see a show. It was Memphis, and I was obsessed, and then walked me to my first NYC audition. I booked my first professional job that week and never stopped working ever since. I dedicated every inch of my life to my career. Missed graduating with my best friends, missed countless holidays, lost contact with some very amazing people. But I never stopped working. I invested my time in classes and finding great agents and networking and giving my life to theater. Years later, I booked my first Broadway tour and then my first Broadway show in an original cast. Proud was an understatement, but I felt the bruises and the scars and the loneliness of dedicating 6+ years of my life of pursuing my dreams. And every new production, every new curtain call, every new opening number, I never regretted it once. When I'm on stage, I'm home and I feel completely me. Hearing the news, Broadway and most of live theater probably won't be back for another year is heartbreaking, to say the least. I finally got my feet on the ground and arrived at this magical place called Broadway with 2 beautiful shows under my belt. I had momentum and I finally began a life outside of my profession with a new freedom of more job security and seniority. I woke up today feeling very existential and wondering what the hell I'm supposed to do now. I'll figure it out. I always do. But I'm scared and I'm exhausted and I'm confused. This pandemic has reached the point of devastation because of the president of our country. People have lost their lives and their jobs and their freedoms. Please vote and help me and thousands of others get our lives back together again.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Ouch. The Broadway shutdown has been extended so many times. You would think I would have accepted it by now, but it still stings. My heart breaks every time. What a brave and beautiful thing to have committed your life to the arts, to storytelling, to this community. To have chosen to immerse yourself in the passion for the magic of lighting design, set design, hair and makeup, costume building, choreography, orchestrations. It is not easy to find success in our industry. You have to fight relentlessly to get those phone calls of relief and reward, but it is always worth it. Coming together in rooms with other brilliant minds to collaborate and build something to help heal the world? Oh, what an honor. I feel so grateful for every time I was gifted with the opportunity to do what I love for a living over the last 12 years. I've learned now, more than ever, not to take anything for granted. Even in these times of struggle and disappointment, we must hold on to the things in our lives that are still beautiful, because we know now nothing is for certain. Nothing is permanent. It has been 7 months since I was last on stage with Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and it will be at least, at the very least, 7 more before most of us return home to a stage, if we are lucky. I am sending so much love to every single artist, director, choreographer, actor, dancer, singer, musician, costume designer, crew member who is struggling with this disappointing news, who is losing their insurance, who is being forced out of their home in New York City. Everyone I have sat in a rehearsal room and learned harmonies with, every girl who has helped me zip the back of my dress in a Ripley bathroom, to all the smiling ushers, all the beautiful faces at stage doors, please keep the love in your hearts for all that we have accomplished and keep the hope. Donate to the Actors Fund and to Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. Stay home, wear a mask, vote, and just be ready to fill the world with music again when she is finally ready for us.
Special thanks to Mikey Graceffa and Lauren Zachrin for sharing their stories with us today. The Ensemblist was produced today by Anna Altide, Jackson Klein, and me, Mo Brady. There are two great ways you can be helping the Ensemblist right now. One is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and the second is by becoming a Patreon member, which you can do at patreon.com/theEnsemblist. Please follow The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or at bpn.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. You can also follow us on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.